This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Every Friday we'll be here until Eagle season. Big games, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Jack, do you know the Top 5-5 is a sponsor now?
What?
It's brought to you by BG Live.
What?
That's right. A special one-night-only event with Eagles legend Brandon Graham on BG Day, May 5th. You can get your tickets right now at 94WIP.com. It's at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Hope to see you there. All right, let's get to it.
So it's an on-the-record Friday, so I would like to go on the record with 5 things currently happening in my life.
Oh, what you got?
Number 5 is this week. I had to help my brother-in-law move something.
Ugh.
The worst thing to move when you're moving is a solid wood.
Oh, come on, man.
Dresser.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
dresser's tough. Always heavy.
They suck, man. Yep. They're always heavy. They never fit.
Did you take the drawers out first?
They would not come out on this thing.
Oh, that makes it impossible.
We had a strap on for this one.
We had to strap on with the wood.
we had to get the straps. And we went underneath the wood, the big wood drawer. And we had to carry it out of the guy's house.
So you put your hands on the wood.
No, not even. All we had to do with the strap was stand up, and it moved.
I'm not touching this.
Just letting you know.
Jack, this is why.
But for some reason, I have a vision of, which movie was it where they had to go over there and clean the boss's windows, and they had to take a dresser or something up the steps, and it was two guys. They had a strap. What movie is that?
Damn it!
It was something with Ben Stiller in it, right?
Yes. Oh man,
I can't. Think
I can
of what it
see
was.
It. Yeah,
not something about Mary, was it?
No,
it was something.
Was
about
it?
Mary.
Is that?
I think it was him and Woogie.
Woogie,
dude. I remember once my roommate and I, when I lived in Coshocton, we had got
it. Well, it might have been him by himself. He had to take it up by himself.
That's impossible.
We got a big TV when we lived in Conshohocken. This is years ago. But it was when TVs were still heavy. And
awful to move.
So we're going up the stairs, and we got it 3/4 of the way up. Couldn't get it any higher. Had to go all the way back down. I swear we both almost started crying. We started calling local movers to see, and they were like, you need us to move one thing? Up the stairs? Right. No, that's not what we do. Eventually, a neighbor helped us. Jack, I know you're a young man.
Sure.
This is why when you move from that house, you gotta hire a mover.
So I already talked to Jill about it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, everyone tells me we have to hire a mover.
Start saving now.
And she was like, we're not doing that. I was like,
I'll contribute to the fund.
There's one thing you won't be able to do that people used to be able to do 20 and 30 years ago. Call up friends and family members to come help you move.
Now, I did help my brother-in-law.
So you're rare.
a good guy.
Yeah. Don't ever call me.
Nope.
Me neither.
not moving.
Yep.
I usually just call my dad. So
yeah, I'll give you $100.
Yep.
Yeah, rather than help you, I'll contribute to the fund. All right.
It is the worst thing to move. Fourth thing I want to go on the record about is that Cowboy Jim is a top five caller.
Whoa! He is.
This new evolution of Cowboy Jim is, I'm so pro. It's not even funny.
Top five?
Yeah.
Top five?
Yeah. He's dropped the Cowboys thing. He knows it's over. His evolution into just roasting the show, getting in, getting out.
And hanging up on us.
Which is great.
I can't even hang up on him.
We don't want to extend this thing.
No.
No, it was short phone calls. That's the idea. I know we are a long-winded show with some of the phone callers.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, they're in and out.
Yep.
Cowboy Jim, an unbelievable evolution. I look forward to more first-class trips on every plane that I'm on.
I know what this is about.
No, it's not about that. I forgot about that until right now.
Okay.
I just think he's on a really, really, really upward trajectory.
Wow. That's huge.
It is huge.
Oh, he probably feels good about that
one. Oh, yeah.
Yep, it's good. The third thing I want to go on the record about is I'm going 5-0 against Joe to camera. 5-0.
That's what I like to hear.
Not losing a single competition. I don't want to go Most Malone, fo.
Right.
Because I'm going for 5. And once I get a date, then I'll start really ramping up the working out process. I'm taking it dead seriously. And I'm not worried about him at all. It's not about beating him now. I really just want humiliation.
Yeah, and it's embarrassing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. What are the 5 events again? Basketball.
Golf.
Tennis.
Basketball, golf, tennis, some running thing. And we're trying to figure out what to do for baseball, but...
Oh.
But I don't know.
Baseball's, I think you should pitch against him.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. I'm kind of.
Well, do you get to hit him?
Yeah, I don't know. Again.
Right. Does he pitch?
I think we should just do take infield, see who looks better out there. You know.
Oh, there's no way he's fielding ground.
There's a 0% chance.
That's no way.
He is fielding a ground ball. 5-0. 5-0. Second thing I want to go on the record about, and I think this is actually universal. It's not like a scorching hot take, but it's so frustrating to me. And I had to complain to Spike about this the other day. I just miss the person on the other end of a customer service call. I'm so over.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so over
automated,
the AI.
Yeah, the automated service.
Talk to our bot. I don't want to talk to the bot. I want to talk to a human being. The bot does not understand what I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. I would die. I would die just to talk to a human being when it comes to customer service. I don't want to press all the buttons to get to eventually talk to someone, and then I'm on hold for 25 minutes.
Do you ever do the thing when you're on with the automated thing and you just go, Agent, real person,
Yes. Real person.
That's what I do. Yeah. No, it breaks me. They break me. I want to talk to a real person.
Well, I mentioned yesterday I had to go to the Xfinity store to get the modem. And the fact that a real person was there
to help you,
like helping me.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I get your modem.
Yeah. It's an absolute game changer.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Having a real. And then you can say, here's the problem. And he can go, oh, I understand.
I can help you with that.
A little bit of empathy.
We've gone way too far. We've gone too far.
Yes.
With the little bots. I miss it so much. But the number one thing I want to go on the record here on this On the Record Friday is I've never seen someone act softer than Spike Eskin today.
What?
This is out of control.
I've been fine once I had my Advil.
What did you need an Advil for?
My head. I had a headache.
You had one drink last night.
It was a double bourbon.
You've been hungover all day for one drink.
Well, my body is not used to it anymore.
Oh, my God. Like, you sit here like, Taz, I ordered I DoorDashed Advil.
Well, give me a break,
man.
Can
you please go get it for me?
Look, I want to be top notch for you guys.
Has anybody ever DoorDashed Advil?
I'm sure.
I did today.
But they're on their deathbed. like a night out. The night out of drinking. This guy had one drink.
It was a double.
I don't care.
It's a heavy pour.
I'm sure.
I can't drink during the week. I can't.
Well, I sounds like you can't drink, period.
Nah, I can't drink
day.
During the week because I got up early. I can't drink during the week.
Oh, my God.
Look, man, I just don't have it in me. I'm washed. I'm sorry.
Been on edge all day.
I've been fine once 3 o'clock when I got the Advil.
Then you got DoorDash.
Oh, man, the DoorDash Advil got me. Yeah, that took me out right there.
It's unbelievable.
And then Taz reminded me. I didn't know it. There's a pharmacy 30 yards away. I'm sorry. I felt it when I woke up this morning. I was like, oh, that drink was a mistake.
Oh my God!
I don't have anything yet. I'm washed. I don't have it.
Are you still not eating anything besides celery?
I eat things other than celery. I'm just vegan. That's why I've been snacking on those fries over there.
Oh man!
And the crab fries. All right.
I knew he was not going to let that go.
Yeah, that's your number one thing you got to get on the record.
I had to get on the record.
Unbelievable.
It was a tough one.
Unbelievable.
Tough scene here, at Chickies and Feeds.
Tough. You're the tough scene.
I disagree. Down 20.
My head hurts. You know, my wife's away. I got.
You thought it'd be a big night out.
Is.
What's that?
You thought it'd be a big night out with your big one drink.
And yeah.
Do we need to call it Dare?
That crushed me.
Dare. What do you know about Dare?
We had Dare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, people started mocking it with the shirts later.
Right.
If I was going to have a drink, I should have a light beer or something.
Exactly.
You can't have a double.
You can't have one drink and expect to go to work the
All
next
right,
day.
All right, shut up. I'm here. You know, I thank Ike for carrying me a little bit today. You know, it's one of those days Ike got to carry me. This hour is sponsored by Guy Adorno. I know what you're saying on Twitter. He always carries. I get it. This day, you know, I understand. I suck. And the show would be better without me. And I just, it should just be like, you know, I get it. Dad got me the job. But today I needed it more than other days. All right.
Sounds like you're going to pour yourself another drink. Huh?
Seriously.
Yeah, I might. All right, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Wow, this is
I checked with him twice.
Wait, well, how long ago, though, Buzz?
During the last segment, during Top 5.
Okay. That might, but then
he's lying.
I'm not.
You are. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG.
Man, what the hell are y'all doing to my show? I mean, Jack, first of all, your duty blue chew thing, then Jack strapping on after the blue chew. It's almost like you putting the cone over you. Like, it ain't enough for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, then you got Spike. He's taking an Advil after a blue chew. Like, it ain't working. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on here? Ike, you got something? You know what I mean? Is it working for you, Ike? That's all I need to know.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Are you
no
good?
Comment. No comment. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Now let me do this here, because Let me ask y'all guys a question. Now,
found the guy that would be pro trading AJ. Yes, by the way, I forgot.
Exactly. Get to it. Get to it.
Hold on.
Lay my plan.
If you could say 26. Well, you lose $26 million, right? If you trade AJ. That's your dead cap hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather do that, lose the $26 million in 1 year, than you losing $85 million over the next 2 years, where though you don't need that player? Because
how do you figure
honestly,
we don't need him?
Because I'm not saying we don't need AJ. We don't need the caliber of AJ. I think AJ is too much for this offense. I don't think he's used in the way that he obviously wants to be used. And I think to go ahead and use him the way that he wants to be used is going to take us out of our element. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just thinking, and let's be frank, OG was the first one that said this stuff. Now everybody's saying it. Now Spike's saying, oh, Howard's informed. And then all these other guys, where the hell is my credit, Spike? Huh? I know Howard's a big shot, but where I get mine at?
You never reported to anything.
I put some on game months ago about the AJ thing.
No, you said you wanted it to happen. There's a difference.
I'm just saying it now.
Oh, my God.
I said my insider told me, all right?
You don't have any insiders.
I don't know. He's been on this one for a while, Spike.
Am I supposed to tell you who the hell it is? What would be the use of having an insider?
You don't have any insiders. Justin is not an insider.
I said, Ike is my insider. Now, about that one. Hey, listen, and let me tell you something else too, Spike. I know everybody want to put Patrick Mahomes, this and that. Let me ask y'all a question, and then this to the whole Delaware Valley. Name me two good defenses and defensive coordinators that Patrick Mahomes beat. In them three championships.
We're not doing this.
Here we go.
What are you talking about?
Dylan beat all the top damn defensive coordinators.
All by himself.
All right. Why are we doing this today? What are you even talking about? What are you even...
This
No, it's not.
Now he's mocking you.
Yeah, I know what he's doing. We're not debating Jalen and Patrick Mahomes. There's no debate. It's silly. I'm not talking.
I just to my point. So, Punk, I got it out now. So all you right. ain't got to debate. You lost any damn way. Now, right. I got it all.
Is that it?
Are we good? All right. Who's your redhead?
Oh.
Yeah, who's your go-to redhead? OG
Wade? Gone. Yeah. All right, Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, Spike. I apologize.
Nah, it's Buzz's fault. Yeah.
I really wanted to call today just to say happy belated anniversary.
Oh, thank you, Tasty Cake.
You know, what a terrific first year.
Thank you.
You guys are aces in my book.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I thought the show Wednesday might have been – I was more glued into that show Wednesday than I can ever – you know, I've been listening to WIP and calling WIP for 27 years. Wednesday was – fascinating, just that
the grades,
the callers that critique all the callers, I always find fascinating because it's usually never positive.
Never no, positive.
It's never.
Not yeah. possible.
And just you guys critiquing the callers. You guys went on a little bit of thing where you threw out about 10 or 12 names. And just, like, your input on what you thought of different callers. I just found that fascinating.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks. I appreciate you liking the anniversary Grade Us show.
Yeah, I thought it was a really terrific show.
Thank you.
A great week. And just to say out there, I think Corey is a terrific caller. It's hard to call. I've never been able to do it. It's hard to call every day and be interesting. I think Corey's pretty great.
Yeah. Corey's solid. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Great caller.
I gotta say to Ike, I'm surprised at today's calls. I do think Corey's terrific. But I gotta say to you, Ike, and you know this.
You know this.
On his best day on planet Earth, Terrence Crawford would never lay a mitt on Floyd Mayweather. He would be frustrated swinging in air for 12 rounds. You know that, Ike. No
contest. I don't know that.
No contest.
I don't know. Listen, Floyd was a great runner. He ain't really like mixing it up.
Best defensive player of all time.
Sure. Yeah, but I'm a boxer. I'm a boxing fan that likes. I'm not a big fan of the defensive guy. And quite frankly, Crawford is a counterpuncher as well.
Yep, but
he's a counterpuncher.
You saw when Floyd fought the greatest counterpuncher of all time, Sugar Shane Mosley, Shane couldn't touch him.
Past his prime. Shane was past his prime. What about Oscar De La Hoya?
Yeah.
What about the De La Hoya fight?
He got tagged a little bit in that.
Mm-hmm.
But Pacquiao didn't do much against him either.
Oh, past his prime.
Marquez didn't do anything much against him either. Okay.
Not the same caliber of fighter.
I'm going to stay on this. Boy, in 16 years I've been talking to you, this is the third time we disagreed.
Wow. What was the first two?
Wow.
Do you remember the first two, Don?
Well, the second one was this week when Ike's campaigning for Nick Nurse.
Oh, well, yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
That was – no, hold on. You took that the wrong way.
Yeah,
Don, let me tell you something. I don't care about Nick Nurse. No one cares about Nick Nurse.
Yeah, you took that the wrong way.
Nobody cares.
And then the second one, Spike, and I like your input on this, was 1,000 years ago when Miami won its second. There was an argument, that were talking to Ike and Anthony, and they were saying who had better talent, LeBron – for Jordan, and Ike and Anthony were trying to tell me that Dwayne Wade's better than Scottie Pippen. Come on.
Oh,
well, he's a better offensive player.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron definitely had more talent than Jordan did.
Yeah,
you mean like on the
Dwayne
team?
Wade,
on the Dwayne, team, you mean?
Yes,
LeBron
player,
had a more loaded team than Michael Jordan ever did.
I'm talking specifically Dwayne Wade. Is not a pimple on Scottie Pippen.
Let me just give you my opinion on Scottie Pippen. Great player, has become massively overrated.
Yes.
Jordan never won a series before he showed up.
He's become massively overrated.
1-9 before Scottie Pippen showed up.
Here's the thing.
1-9.
Dwayne Wade won a championship as the best player on the team.
Shaq was there.
And Dwayne Wade
didn't win until Shaq showed up.
Did you watch the playoffs? Dwayne Wade had one of the most incredible finals performances I've ever seen. Meanwhile, Scottie Pippen pretended to have a headache or had a migraine and couldn't play, and then sat out a final play because it wasn't called
for
him.
Spike, the year that Jordan left, he won 53 games.
And it was an embarrassing playoff defeat, by the way.
53 games without Michael Jordan.
Congratulations, Dwayne Wade won a championship without LeBron.
With Shaq?
Okay, with Shaq. That was first, but Dwayne Wade was the best player on that team.
1-9.
No, Scottie Pippen's a little overrated.
Stop it with Scottie Pippen.
Little over.
I think I just cooked there. Honestly.
Man, that is wow. Okay,
So
that was the first one. And
okay,
I mean, Scottie Pippen, best defensive player of all times. He'd guard anybody.
I mean, he's not the best defensive player of all time.
Did he even win defensive player of the year?
Well, Jordan, they had to fake prop him up like a good defensive player, so they gave it to him.
You know.
All right.
They rigged his steal numbers. Okay. Everyone knows
that. That's a 16-year-old debate that I'm going to let lie.
That's probably a good idea, Tom.
Anthony, Spike. Jack asked
I know.
I think Jack critiques me off air, and he says I have a tendency to be repetitive. So I'm going to not. Once I say something, that's it. It's done.
Okay. Right.
I love you.
Now on the Spike
yes.
spun me. I was going to call like so you, on the record. Spike 4 weeks ago, on Record Friday, I called and I said, "I'm not worried about the Eagles off season, even though they gave away half of their defensive line and half of their secondary. I wasn't worried. I have complete trust in Howie." And then Ike scorched Elliott, so now I completely flipped.
Oh, I'm.
Thank you.
I don't.
Ike completely flipped me. We can't lose AJ.
Okay, so if they did it, you would disagree. You would disagree.
I never really, you know, your dad and I mean, there's some credible people saying it, but I can't believe that they would actually do that and trade.
But
AJ.
If they did,
but what I was, my point. Don't want to be a hypocrite. Is I say all the time I have complete trust in Howie, and if you have complete trust, then you can't criticize his move, right? No matter what it is. Until, like I said, I lit Elliott up, and I thought everything he said I agreed with.
All right,
Tasty
K. Yeah, he has that way with people.
All right, thank you for the call, Tasty K. Well, Tasty K bringing up boxing debates. Scottie Pippen versus Dwayne Wade.
That's bad. That's a hot topic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
After we learned that Spike DoorDashes Advil.
I DoorDashed Advil once. Because I wanted to perform to the best of my ability in this radio show.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Did you use promo code 94?
Yeah, seriously.
On DoorDash? Oh, no, that different performance.
Yes,
sorry. All right. 215-592-9494. Leading off coming up in a moment for us to get you ready for Phils versus Marlins. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You know baseball is back. You can watch all the action at your local Chickies and Pete's. Go to chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will they let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
There we go. They're singing.
I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'll tell you, the Friday people still not getting to it.
Yeah,
that table.
But they're getting closer.
Yep. PJ and his daughter over there, very, very confused by the entire thing.
Of course. Terrified,
yep.
I think.
Yep.
Yep.
That video, he was filming her watching us. Will be an all-turn video, yeah. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Baseball's back, as you can tell by the crowd here. You can watch all the action at your local Chickies and Pete's. Find it at chickiesandpeets.com. The Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Marks. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right. Sorry I did not have the Twitter question up. Here I go as I find it. If the Eagles traded A.J. Brown for a top four pick in this draft, would you be mad or would you understand? 77.4% would be mad.
Good to hear.
Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP.
Hi, Spike. Jackie Baseball, how's it going? Good afternoon.
Bruce.
What's up, Bruce?
All right. Hey, look, man, I didn't have a chance to get in a word yesterday on your anniversary.
I know.
Because everything got sped up. But look, let me just say, you know, I've enjoyed the show, Spike, since you've been on there. And anytime, I'll just take one example. You know, this whole thing with Jolly, you know, when he talked about them, you know, grabbing down boy by the throat and coming down his throat, I was like, oh my God. Then y'all turned around and played the Bluetooth commercial after that.
Yep.
I was dying. I'm like, who does that?
This show.
Yeah, that was not even on purpose, I don't think. Sometimes it just happens.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Daryl Morey was a female?
We probably wouldn't. Yeah.
That would not be played.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're all class on this show.
Yeah.
And then Spike, you know, I mean, you came on the show, you know, replacing Johnny Marks, and I just call you Spike Tasmanian Devil Eskin, you know, for cutting down people that say some ridiculous stuff. And look, and I love, and I just love that. And I,
that's a catchy nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Tasmanian Devil. That's
yeah.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Chad.
That's what he is. And Ike, and thank you today for chewing out that Cal Dookie fan calling up and talking about Jay. You know, come on, man. Stop that. And Cowboy fans, man, y'all come up to the station, especially afternoon show. You better come correct.
That's right.
Don't come with no stupid stuff. You know, bow down to your NFC East daddy, because we own y'all right now.
That's right.
Okay. All right. I'm all for that.
All right.
So now here's the thing. What was the question again?
AJ Brown. Come on, Bruce.
Come on, Bruce.
AJ Brown. The trade AJ Brown. Come on, lock in.
Would you?
Lock in.
All right. So AJ Brown, not no, but hell no. It's just like what Spike said. I mean, I was saying earlier, is that it's ridiculous. We're in the middle of a Super Bowl run. And to unplug that piece and to change that, it's just not working out. Maybe that's a conversation in the next year, depending on how things happen when he gets close to his extension. We'll see how things go, but not right now. It's too early for that.
All right.
Yeah. Bruce, you have a famous redhead?
Cindy Lauper.
Cindy Lauper's a good one.
Cindy Lauper, redheaded?
Yeah, but she had a lot of different color hair.
I was going to say, yeah, I remember a lot of colors.
But I think the base was redhead.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I think
okay.
so. Herb from the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
On a Friday.
This is ridiculous. It's 5:35. I called at 10 this morning. Joe Giulio asked me for 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Okay, you guys asked me for off and on. I was on, what's his name? Buzz, you call?
Yeah.
Yep.
But he's got his real name. He interviewed me a long time ago. He put me up and says, oh, you're going to be the next caller at 2:30. I'm the next caller at 2:30. Then 3:00. Then I had to hang up. I went over to King of Prussia. Back and forth, you know. All right, I'm finally on. It's 5:35. I agree. Did Jack Fritz show you that picture?
I did show him the picture yesterday. Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't even need a blue chew.
Now, listen, okay. Last night, I was watching ESPN, and I'm going to tell you, I'm 95% sure that the Cleveland Browns are taking Travis Hunter. They called him a unicorn.
Is it an official report?
Yeah. It's almost like Todd McShay just said that.
He's a player that comes around once in a lifetime. Deion, the last time Deion came out and played receiver, played halfback, safety, whatever, wherever you want to say. Okay, but listen, this kid's got the talent. It looks like he's going number two. It's been AJ Brown knows since last year that his name has come up before the Super Bowl about trade talks, about, you know, this and that. But he got his raise. He got his money. There's no problem. He's a player. I like the guy. I ain't got nothing. The problem is there's a lot of people on this team making a lot of money.
Yes.
And the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to have to sign a lot of players.
He's like recapping all the calls.
The quarterback is probably going to be the next 65.
Jack said that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You did the McShay thing.
So he's going to have to
Does he think we don't hear the show?
Deferred compensation. Okay? They're going to have to make a deal with Jalen Hurts. Deferred compensation.
Deferred compensation, like the Dodgers.
Exactly. Well, something like that. I'm not saying, you know, he'll get a nice amount, but at the same time, at the end of his playing career, he'll get a nice lump sum of money. It's like 401k. Really? You understand?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So, you know. So anyway,
what's your 401k like?
The only way I would approve this deal. I hope Howie Rosen, you're listening to me right now. This is HR. We both have the same initials. Okay?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
So, listen here.
What's your last name? Rupshaw?
No, it's from the Northeast.
Rifkin.
I want the number 4 pick. And as I said 2 days ago to Julio, I'm keeping the 32nd. And I'm taking... And then I'll tell you what else I want. The second or the third, and I want another first-round pick.
I can't do this today.
2026.
You're too hungover.
Okay? Another first. You want? If the guy's worth two and a half.
He's got a headache, Herb.
2.5 first round.
He had one drink last night.
Number 32.
Oh,
is
he just keeps going.
I think he's doing a good job.
He door-dashed Advil here, Herb.
33 is the second round. Okay?
There's a pharmacy across the street.
So, listen, I want Tyler Warren. That's my player. If we're giving away.
Oh, I know. You said it 100 times.
I want Tyler Warren.
Oh, what do you like about him, Herb?
Tyler Warren can block. He can play on the inside. He can play on the
They're never
going to
get Tyler Warren.
Okay?
Yes, they are.
They're never going to get Tyler Warren.
Shut up, Spike.
There's no chance.
Shut up, Spike.
6'5", look at his size. 6'5", he's got 260. And he's going to get bigger. And you can put him in the slot.
I'm going to throw up.
You can put him anywhere behind
the backfield. Okay. All right, the text line brought to you
by... Yeah, we got to get to
the backfield, I formation, blocking...
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Okay. Choose Benari Jewelers next in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
And then when you get the 30-second pick...
Text line.
I'm a Super Bowl champ, and Ike still won't call me by my name. Jahan Dotson.
All right, Herb.
Later.
See you, buddy.
Hold on, didn't I call him Jahan Dotson?
Now you're calling him Johan again.
Yep, you did. Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. You're back to Johan.
Yep.
Very disrespectful.
Yep. Poor guy.
I didn't even realize it that time.
Yep. Yep. What's next?
On this Tell the Truth Friday, Ike finally told the truth when he said he felt like he was talking to a kindergartner when talking to Elliot. Mark and Motko.
Did you catch that one?
I did catch that one. Yes, I remember that one.
He finally broke. 2.5 years, 3 years of talking to Elliot.
Yeah.
It's the first time.
Elliot felt like he was taken aback by that whole thing.
Oh, the text line destroyed Elliot today.
Oh, I thought Elliot did a good job.
He did, but still.
No, he was terrible.
He got destroyed.
He was terrible.
What's next?
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
Elliot, after that call with Ike.
Yeah.
Have we ever had Elliot sung once.
Once, probably not good.
Yeah.
Battle could probably do it. He's a rock radio, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. What's next?
Just want to be clear. Ike does not think we should trade AJ. The Eagles at the NovaCare Complex.
Reverse worm.
That's right.
Worm action.
Ike's trying to get his worm in NovaCare.
Yep.
Listen, sometimes I got to be passionate about things, man.
Yep.
Because you feel it. You feel there might be some little
bug. Well, I don't know.
You were talking loud enough. They're right over there. They could probably hear you without the radio. What's next?
Tough one for Elliot today. I haven't seen Ike cut someone off like that since that time he cut me off in the pharmacy parking lot and then sped away laughing. Jack at Chickie's.
He did. He came flying out of there.
When?
This is like 3 years ago. This is an old bit.
Out of here?
No, it was at when he...
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Coming from work. Yeah,
instead of waiting in line to make the ride, Ike went through the parking lot. And
dude,
then...
don't be telling my secrets, man.
Well, and then he cut me off getting on the Schuylkill going eastbound.
Well, yeah, because
he's like, I'm driving like old ladies.
Well, because we're in line.
Well, no, when people, I see red when we're all in the left lane waiting our time, and these people
and
go down the right
lane. Yeah,
yeah. I want to do the thing where I get in the middle so they can't go by.
So I do that, but I make sure Ike's around me.
Yeah.
I get nervous when I do that sometimes. Well, you don't know who you're going to get.
Exactly.
Behind
and
you.
I say, not worth it, but I'm still mad.
Yep.
Just let everyone know I'm mad.
What up? How you guys doing? The exact last moment that Elliot enjoyed on his call today.
Poor Elliot. What's next?
His breath stinks. He dresses poorly. He's cross-eyed. I love him! Todd McShay on Malachi Starks.
That was a... he went from saying... He went from having me feeling like, yeah, there's no way we could take this guy.
Yep.
To like...
yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm still nervous. That's pretty slow.
4 or 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, some guys are game speed guys.
Football's guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch the tape.
Yeah, just turn the tape on.
What's next?
Jolly won the belt? Oof. Gonna be a rough night for me. Daryl Morey's throat.
All right, next.
Keep it moving.
Shout out to Spike, who defended the show against allegations of being childish and dumb by repeatedly saying ba 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 ba. Frank in Ardmore.
Well, wouldn't be me if I didn't do it that way.